The last 1.5 months, we've been learning about biblical monotheism in contrast to Trinitarianism.
在过去一个半月呢，我们一直都在学着一神论和三位一体论的分别。
There are many Christians who believe God is in three persons. That is, God is a Trinity.
有很多基督徒呢，他们是相信上帝是三位一体组成的。
Such believers claim to find evidence in the Bible.
这些信徒呢，就认为呢，自己在圣经那里已经找到证据。
And yet other Christians believe that God is not in three persons, but only one person, namely our Father in heaven.
但是另外一些基督徒呢，又相信神呢，不是三位一体的，只有一位，就即是呢，我们的天上的父了。
And such belief, there is no evidence in the Bible whatsoever for the doctrine of the Trinity.
这些信徒呢，就觉得在圣经里面呢，从来都找不到证据来支持三位一体论。
Now I promised you, I will study and search the Bible with you.
我就答应过大家，我会继续这个题目。
Now, if you have spoken to Christians who believe in the doctrine of the Trinity, and if you have asked them where in the Bible do you find evidence?
如果你曾经同一啲信奉三位一体论嘅基督徒倾过偈嘅话，如果你问佢哋喺圣经里边你揾到证据吗
？Well, many of them will say to you, from the very first page of the Bible, we see evidence for the doctrine of the Trinity.
咁有好多信徒咧都会话俾你听，嗱喺创世纪嘅第一章喺第一页啊，我已经揾到证据啦。
They're referring to the book of Genesis, chapter 1 and verse 26.
他们讲的是创世纪一章二十六节。
So the purpose of today's study is to see whether Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 proves that God is indeed three persons in one God.
所以今天我们学习的目的呢，就是想从创世纪一章二十六节那里看看，这一节圣经是不是真的可以支持三位一体论呢？
But before we go any further,Let us review what the doctrine of the Trinity says.
我哋即管嚟重温一下三位一体论系讲乜嘢嘅呢
？Trinity means that there is one God, but there are three persons in this one God, namely God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The three are co-equal and co-eternal.
三位一体论嘅要点咧就系上帝只有一个，但在上帝里头有父神。子神、圣灵神，三个位格，三个位格平等，永远共存。
So let us read then Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26.
咁我哋一齐嚟睇下创世记一章二十六节。
Our aim today is to see whether this scripture proves that God is a Trinity.
我哋今日嘅目的啊，就系想睇下。这一节圣经是否真的能够支持三位一体论
Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 Then God said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, notice the plural, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
创世纪一章廿六节咁读，于是上帝说：我们要做人了，照我们的形象，如同我们的模样。大家留意，我们系一个复数，使他们做海里的鱼、空中的鸟，以及一切牲畜、野兽、爬虫的主宰。
Christians who believe in the doctrine of Trinity think that this verse can prove that God is a Trinity.
相信三位一体论的基督徒就以创世纪一章二十六节作为一个证据，佢话嗱，睇下呢一节圣经就证明咗三位一体啦。
The only reason they think so is because when God speaks, He talks about Himself as a plural, we, us。
觉得呢一节圣经系可以支持呢个论点嘅唯一个原因咧，就系当神去讲到自己嘅时候，佢竟然用一个复数嚟到自称。
So when God can talk about himself as a us, our, and then it should be sufficient proof that the Bible supports the doctrine of the Trinity.
如果神啊，如果佢称呼自己嘅时候，佢用一个复数嘅话，我们呢， 咁咪足以證明神係幾位組成嘅咯。
I wonder whether you can exercise your judgment this morning. Do you think this scripture can prove that God is in three persons?
我想請大家去動下腦筋，大家一齊去諗下二節聖經係咪足以證明三位一體論呢？
The fact that when God speaks, He uses the plural is a sufficient proof to say God is actually a Trinity.
神講到自己嘅時候，佢用一個複數，呢、這個究竟係咪足以證明神係三位一體呢？
What do you think?
大家認為呢？
I want to emphasize this morning, I am not going to make you believe what I think is right, but we want to study the Bible together.
我想强调的一点呢，就是今早早上，我不是想游说大家去相信，去接受我怎样解说，而是呢，我们一起学习，一起去动脑筋。
So what do you think?
如果只是照看这一句呢，就很容易令到想法是三个。我们嘛，中文都话系超过一个，即系净
系呢一句。但系如果我们嘛，起码都超过一个啦，即系容易联想到。Let me translate for the English speakers what Afai and Grace have been saying. For those who believe in the Trinity, it is quite natural for them to think, since when God speaks, He uses the plural, then it's natural to think that this verse talks about God in three persons.But Grace replies in with another question, namely, the verse doesn't say God is speaking to two other persons. It doesn't say to how many other individuals God is speaking to. So it's not so decisive, is it?
所以呢，其实单凭这一句圣经呢，都不可以决，不是决定性的。
The fact is, Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 does not specify whom God is talking to.
事實上咧，創世記一章廿六節咧並冇指明神究竟當時係同邊一個講緊嘢。
Certainly, God was speaking to some other individuals, not to Himself.
但係我有一點我哋好肯定嘅咧，就係當時啊，神的確係同緊一啲嘅對象講嘢，唔係淨係自言自語。
But the Bible doesn't say to how many individuals God was talking.
但係聖經冇講明咧，究竟當時神係同幾多位一齊講緊嘢。
The Bible doesn't say to whom God was talking to.
亦都冇講明咧，係對住邊一個講嘢。
So our question this morning is really about whom is God talking to.
所以今朝早上我哋要查考嘅咧，就係究竟當時。神是跟哪一个说话呢？
Now, presumably, God the Father was talking.
嗱，我哋喺度假设我哋嘅天父喺度讲嘢。
Can we find proof in this Bible verse that God the Father was talking to God the Son and God the Holy Spirit?
从呢一节圣经里边，我哋要揾到证据啊，去证明当时我哋嘅天父咧系同紧圣子圣灵讲嘢咧。
Well, the text doesn't specify whom God was talking to.
嗱，至少咧，我哋今朝睇嘅呢一节圣经咧，系冇讲到明。當時神係同邊一位講嘢？
When we study the Bible, there are guidelines to follow.
當我哋讀聖經嘅時候咧，係有一啲指標指引我哋嘅。
For Bible experts to interpret the Bible, there are guidelines to follow.
一個聖經專家要研究聖經嘅時候咧，佢哋係會跟足一啲好嚴謹嘅指引去做嘅。
One basic guideline is to let the writer explain what he means.
一個好基本嘅做法。就係睇下作者佢點樣去解釋。
If you can write such a sentence in chapter 1, maybe in other chapters of the same book, he has left us readers with clues as to what he means.
如果作者喺第一章係咁寫，有可能喺幾章之後，佢會留低一啲線索嚟到俾我哋追蹤嘅。
Now I have done some research.
嗱，我喺屋企咧做咗一啲嘅搜索。
I have found in the book of Genesis.Expressions like God said, let us do something, or God said, they have become like us, appear three times.
我就发觉在整本的创世纪里面，这些说话，神说我们，又或者神说像我们，这些说话呢，是出现了总共三次。
Chapter 1:26, chapter 3:22, and finally, chapter 11:7.
这三节的经文就在创世纪一章二十六节 三章廿二节同埋十一章七节。
We've just read chapter 1:26.
我哋刚才咧啱啱睇过咗一章廿六节。
Now we can turn to chapter 3 and then chapter 11 to find clues as to what the writer means when he says God said something and he used the plural we and us and our.
下嚟咧，我哋要睇埋另外两节嘅圣经嚟到睇下咧。当神话到我们或者像我们用一个复数嘅时候，系讲紧乜嘢
？Genesis chapter 3:22. Then Yahweh God said, "Behold, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. And now, lest he stretch out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever."
创世记三章廿二节。然后上帝耶和华宣谕：看啊，人已经变得和我们相似，请留意我们是一个复数，懂得辨善恶了。要是让他这个人呢，再伸出手去摘生命之树的果子吃，他就永远不死了。
Most of you are familiar with Genesis chapter 3.
我相信大部分大家是很熟悉创世纪第一章。
Here we see for a second time in the Bible that God is speaking and apparently he is talking to other individuals, but it doesn't say to whom God was talking to.
这里我们再一次看到神当时说话，但是有没有讲到明呢，他跟哪些对象来到说话。
But wait, we must be patient and search the context.
但我们必须要有耐性的去看下去，以致圣经的上下文。
Because if you search the context, you might find a clue.
因为如果你看下上下文的时候，可能你会找到线索。
Following verse 22, we see in verse 24, So he, that is Yahweh God, drove the man out, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, he stationed the cherubim and the flaming sword which turned every direction to guard the way to the tree of life.
看下两节的时候是24节就这么说，之后又在伊甸园东面派下基路伯和旋转飞舞的火箭，把通往生命之树的路封了。
Cherubim is a Hebrew word, is in a plural. They refer to two high-ranking angels who stand closest to Yahweh God's throne in heaven.
基路伯是高级的天使，是众数来的，是有两位的，是亚伟神的近身侍从。
两位。And now we'll come to the third and final time where the book of Genesis recalls God speaking in plural.
我们看最后一节，就是讲到神讲嘢的时候用了复数。
Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. Now the whole earth used the same language and the same words. And it came about, as they journeyed east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there.
起初，天下只有一门语言，人类传说同样的话。后来他们迁移到了东方，在示拿地方发现一片平原，便住下了。
And here comes the clue, verse 5, verse 7 and 8.
现在是读五至八节，这里我们就看到线索了。
Genesis chapter 11 and verse 5. And Yahweh came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. Verse 7.And Yahweh said, Come, let us go down and dare to confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. Verse 8. So Yahweh scattered them abroad from there over the face of the whole earth, and they stopped building the city.
Yahweh 从天降临，见人们忙着建造城塔，说，快，让我们下去搅乱他们的语言。叫他们一个听不懂一个，说吧，耶和华将造城的人拆散了，分遣各地，城也就停建了。
Apparently, God was talking to someone, and we want to find out whom.
咁表面上嚟睇咧，神系同某一些对象讲紧嘢，但系我哋好想知道呢啲对象究竟系边个。
And for you who have just been to our summer camp,
但你呢，如果你剛剛參加了我們的夏令營的話，
We have studied the book of Genesis chapter 18 and 19.
我們就研讀過創世記十八章至十九章。
And there we see the writer of this book describing Yahweh coming down from heaven to earth to visit a person called Abraham in the company of two high-ranking angels.
咁喺嗰度咧，我哋就睇到作者写到神同埋有两个嘅同伴同行，一齐嚟到人间。
These two companions are angels.
嗰两个嘅同行嘅人咧系天使。
So let's review what we've learned from Genesis 18 and 19.
我哋一齐咧温习一下咧创世记十八十九章，我哋学咗啲乜嘢
？So that we are tracking the train of thought of the writer of Genesis.
好让咧我哋能够跟踪住创世记作者嘅思路。
Genesis chapter 18, first 1 and 2.
创世记十八章一至二节。
And Yahweh appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre, while he was sitting at the tent door in the heat of the day.And when he lifted up his eyes and looked, look, three men were standing opposite him. And when he saw them, he bowed himself to the ground.
一天下午，暑气最盛的时候，亚伯拉罕正坐在帐篷门口乘凉。耶和华在万里的橡树下向他显现了。他一抬头，哦，那里站着三个人，赶紧跑上去迎接，俯伏在地。
So when Yahweh appeared to Abraham, he appeared in the form of a human being.
所以当亚伟神去向亚伯拉罕显现的时候，他以一个人形来到出现。
But then, together with Yahweh, two other persons also appeared.
但是同亚伟神同行的人呢，有另外两个人。
But let's read verse 16 to 18.
我们一起看十六、十八节。
Then the men rose up from there and looked down toward Sodom, and Abraham was walking with them to send them off. And Yahweh said, Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do? Since Abraham will surely become a great and mighty nation, and in him all the nations of the earth will be blessed.
三位客人用了餐，重新上路，亚伯拉罕为他们送行。陪他们走到远远望见所多玛的山上，亚维心想：我此行的目的何必隐瞒？何必瞒着亚伯拉罕？他将来要成为一大民族，天下万族都要因他而蒙福。
Well, let's read on to chapter 18 and verse 22.
继续睇落去十八章嘅廿二节。
Then the men, that is the two other persons.Turned away from there and went towards the city of Sodom, while Abraham was still standing before Yahweh. So Yahweh God remained with Abraham, the other two men, so to speak, left.
另外两位客人便转身朝所多玛走去，亚伯拉罕站在Yahweh面前。所以呢，Yahweh神呢，仍然留低同亚伯拉罕一齐，而另外两位睇嚟上系人嘅样嘅咧，就去咗。
And then when we go on to chapter 19 in verse 1, these two so-called men were actually angels of God.
当我哋从十九章一节睇落去嘅时候，原来呢两个人咧系天使。
Chapter 19 and verse 1. Now the two angels came to the city of Sodom in the evening, as Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom.When Lot saw them, he rose to meet them and bowed with his face to the ground.
黄昏时分，两位天使到了所多玛，罗德正坐在城门口，一见他们，忙起身迎接，上前俯伏在地。
So you see, when we spend a few minutes tracking the train of thought of the writer of Genesis, we see clues. Who are these people whom God is talking to?
所以我哋花咗少少嘅时间嚟到跟踪住作者嘅思路啊。当神咧讲到说话嘅时候，佢用一个复数让我们或者像我们嘅时候，佢系同紧啲咩对象嚟到讲话
？Now, I'm not saying that we have come to a final conclusion as to what the answer of the question is.
嗱，我意思咧唔系话我哋已经嚟到一个结论。
But I am saying, based on the train of thought of the writer, we have found some clues.
我只是说着我们跟踪着作者的思路的时候，我们找到一些线索。
God might just be talking to some high-ranking angels by his right and by his left-hand side.
神有可能跟他很近身的天使说话。
Now we leave the book of Genesis for a while and cast our net wider to search the entire Hebrew scripture.
嗱，而家咧，我哋就先摆低创世记，我哋试下撒个网，撒得大啲，去睇多啲嘅篇幅。
We want to look for passages in the Hebrew Bible that depict Yahweh's heavenly court.
我哋想睇下圣经里边记载嘅一啲经文，系描写到亚维神喺天庭嘅情景。
First, we turn to 1 Kings chapter 22 and verse 19.
我们一起回到去《列王记上》22章19节。
Micaiah is a faithful prophet of God. And Micaiah said, Therefore, hear the word of Yahweh. I saw Yahweh sitting on his throne, and all the armies of heaven standing by him on his right and on his left-hand side.
米该亚说，因此你要听亚维的话，我看见亚维坐在他的宝座上，天上的万军都侍立在他的左右。
So in the heavenly court of God, God's throne is surrounded by countless angels, here called armies of heaven.
所以天庭的情景就是亚维的宝座的周围布满了无数那么多的天使的侍从。
Now we turn to another book of the Hebrew Bible.
跟住我哋翻去希伯来圣经嘅另一处。
Job chapter 1 verse 6 and then chapter 2 verse 1.
约伯记一章六节，另外就系二章一节。
Chapter 1 verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God, another description of angels, came to present themselves before Yahweh. Satan also came among them.
卻說有一天，眾神子一齊侍立於耶和華的面前，撒旦也來了，夾在神子中間。
So for those of you who have read the book of Job before, you know very well that God's throne in heaven is always surrounded by countless of heavenly army angels.
熟悉聖經的話，咁你都知道啦，天庭嘅一個情景咧就係耶和華的寶座周圍啊，經常都是圍住無數的天使嘅。
But for the purpose of our study this morning, Job chapter 15, verse 7 and 8 is crucial.
為咗佢解答我哋今日所研究嘅聖經咧，約伯記嘅十五章七至八節咧就非常嘅重要啦。
Job chapter 15, verses 7 and 8. A friend of the person Job is criticizing Job.Rebuking him for speaking arrogantly. So here's the word of a friend of Job. Were you the first man to be born? Or were you brought forth even before the universe, before the hills? Do you claim to hear the secret counsel of God, and therefore you have the monopoly, you limit wisdom to yourself?
这一节圣经呢，就是讲到约伯的朋友责备着约伯。他怎么讲呢？难道你是来世第一人，受造于群山之先？莫非你听到了上帝的密旨，居然将智慧独占？
I have underlined the third line in red.
我将第三句就填了红色。
This person says to Job, Do you claim to hear, to listen into the counsel of God, the secret plans of God?
这位约伯的朋友，他就这样说，莫非你听到了上帝的密旨？
And I searched and find that the Hebrew word for secret counsel is the word sword.
上帝的密旨，密旨这个字呢，它的希伯来语是 sword.
It's very easy to pronounce, sword.
很容易读的啫， sword.
But it doesn't mean a weapon, a sword.
就唔係一把劍嗰度嗰個 sword.
This is a Hebrew word. What does it mean?
呢個係一個希伯來字，係咩呢？
It has two meanings.
佢有兩個意思嘅。
It can either mean confident conversations between people, that is, the things very close friends talk about.
一系意思咧就系知己之间嘅密谈，即系话咧好亲密嘅朋友倾密偈啊。
Or sort can mean a circle of confidants, very close friends。
又或者 sort 咧亦都可以解作一啲心腹嘅知己朋友。
When you understand that and come back to Job 15 verses 7 and 8.
明白了这个字之后呢，我们再看回十五章七至八节。
Then the third line means, do you, Job, claim to be able to listen in to the secret plans of God as if you are very close to God, you are a bosom friend of God?
那你就会明白第三句红色字的这一句了。莫非你听到了上帝的密旨，即是约伯的朋友就在这里耻笑，难道神会将自己的密旨告诉你听吗？
The fact is,And God does not allow Job to go to heaven and listen in to his secret plans.
事实上，神呢并没有容许约伯去到天庭去听他的密旨。
Let me show you an example how this Hebrew word sword is used elsewhere.
以下呢，我想告诉大家听呢，圣经的其他的地方 sword 这个字是怎样用法的。
Psalms number 55 verses 13 to 14.
詩篇五十五篇十三至十四節。
Let's listen to what the psalmist says.
我哋一齊睇下詩人講乜嘢。
The writer is being betrayed by a very good friend, and he is feeling very hurt. But it is you, a man my equal, my companion, my familiar friend. We who had sweet fellowship together, we used to walk in the house of God in the throng.
这里作者是讲一个出卖他的人，没想到是你，我的同道，我的伙伴，我的心腹，曾几何时还彼此密谈，那么的和睦，一同走进上帝的殿。
So we see here again, the word sword is referring to a group of intimate friends and the secret things that they talk about within themselves.
这里我们再一次看到 sort 这个字呢，讲到一班自己很亲密的朋友，他们一起在交心的时候。
So Job is not one of these confidants of God. He cannot listen in to God's secret plan.
所以约伯这个人并不是神的一个心腹知己，所以他不能去到天庭听到神的密旨。
But angels are, but not every angel though.
天使就是了，但是又并不是天庭上的任何一个天使。
Only certain selected angels can listen in to some of God's secret plans.
只有某一些天使可以听到神的密旨。
And from the study we have conducted so far, it may refer to the few angels who stand closest to God's throne in the heavenly court.
从我们看的圣经的时候，可以知得到能够听神密旨的应该都是在天庭，是神身近的天使来的。
We continue our search in the Hebrew Bible and now turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 6 verses 1 and 2。
那我们现在来到看以赛亚书六章一至二节。
Isaiah chapter 6 verses 1 and 2 And the prophet Isaiah writes, In the year of King Uzziah's deathI saw the Lord, that is God Yahweh, sitting on a throne, lofty and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple, that is the fringes of his robe filling the temple in Jerusalem. Seraphim stood above him, each having six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, with the other two he flew.
国王乌西雅去世那年，我看见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的长袍垂下，袍边子把圣殿都遮盖了，其上有撒拉弗士立，各有六个翅膀，有两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔。
You notice seraphim is not an English word, it's a Hebrew word.
所以撒拉弗听起上来都不像中文，其实是希伯来语。
You notice the similarity in sound. Cherubim, seraphim, these are Hebrew words in plural.
如果你读下基路伯、撒拉弗，你一听你都觉得不像中文，这些是希伯来语的译音。
Seraphim are other types of angels who stand around God's throne.
撒拉弗是另一级的天使，他们是立在亚维宝座的附近。
In a moment, we'll find that God only has two cherubim, but there are much more seraphim.
一阵间呢，我们会知得到呢，只有两个基路伯，但是有多好多的撒拉弗。
Let's read on, chapter 6 and verse 3.
我们继续看第六章三节。
And these flying angels, one called out to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is Yahweh of armies. The whole earth is full of Yahweh's glory.
这些撒拉弗，他们一路飞翔的时候就一路呼叫了。他们彼此高呼说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之Yahweh。他的荣光充满全地。
So one of the basic duties of the seraphim is to stand before the only true God and worship Him.
所以撒拉弗的其中一个任务呢，就是他们侍立在耶和神的面前敬拜他。
Actually, one fundamental purpose of a church is to worship Him.
其实教会很主要的任务，亦都是要去敬拜神。
Let's read on to verse 5.
我们继续看第五节。
Then the prophet Isaiah speaks. Then I said, Woe is me, I'm ruined, because I'm a man of unclean lip, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, Yahweh of armies.
以赛亚先知就讲了，那时我说，我有祸了，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在水唇不洁的人民中间。又因我亲眼看见了大君王万军之耶和
华。Now, verse 8.
第八节。
And then the prophet Isaiah heard a voice coming from the throne of God.
跟住呢，以赛亚先知从神的宝座上听到声音。
And what that voice says is very similar to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26.
那个声音呢，和創世記一章廿六節非常的相似。
Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Notice the plural.
我又聽見主的聲音說，我可以差遣誰呢？誰肯為我們去呢？留意這個複數我們。
Isn't that strange?
是不是很奇怪呢？
In one breath, from the singular to the plural. Isn't that strange?
那很奇怪，同一句句子神呢就讲，我是一个单数，可以差遣谁呢？下一句就说，谁肯为我们去呢？一个复数。
For those who understand the heavenly court of God, this is not strange at all.
如果你是了解天庭的情景的话，这句说话一点都不奇怪。
While verse 8 has not specified to whom Yahweh was talking,
第八节呢就没有讲到明耶和神当时是跟哪一位说话。
But from the context, we can conjecture that Yahweh might be talking to angels round about him, possibly seraphim, and possibly to two cherubim, one on his right, the other on his left hand side.
但是从上文呢，我们可以是推论耶和神跟天使说话，有可能是撒拉弗，亦都有可能是那两位近身的基路伯。
Now we want to go further and look for more clues.
咁咧，我哋想继续睇落去，寻找多一啲嘅线索。
The book of Exodus, chapter 25, verses 17 to 19.
出埃及嘅廿五章十七至十九节。
There we see the Ark of the Covenant.
喺呢一度咧，我哋就睇到约柜。
And for those of you who know anything about the Ark of the Covenant, there is a mercy seat on top.Is actually the cover for the Ark of the Covenant.
如果大家知道約櫃是什麼呢，你就知道在約櫃的上面有施恩座。其實施恩座的意思就是這個約櫃的蓋。
Here we read instruction as to how to make the mercy seat.
這裡就告訴我們施恩座是怎樣做的。
Two cherubim made of gold must cover the mercy seat.
施恩座是這樣做的，有两个基路伯要用纯金建在上面。
Here the mercy seat is a symbol of God's throne in heaven.
大家必须明白，施恩座呢是象征着神的宝座。
And the fact that there must be two cherubim on top of the mercy seat proves that these two cherubim are the two high-ranking angels who stand closest to God's throne.
呢度讲到要有两个基路伯建喺施恩座上边，就足以证明基路伯其实系神最近身嘅两位天使。
We can compare the book of Numbers, chapter 7 and verse 89.
咁我哋都可以比较一下民数记第七章第八十九节。
Book of Numbers, chapter 7 and verse 89. Now, when Moses went into the tent of meeting to speak with God, he heard the voice speaking to him from above the mercy seat that was on the ark of the testimony, from between the two cherubim. So God spoke to Moses.
每当摩西走进会幕，想同他交谈时，便听见约柜施恩座上两匹基路伯之间。有个声音对他说话。
So we see again and again in the Hebrew Bible that in the heavenly court of God, a limited number of high-ranking angels sometimes can listen in to certain plans of God.
所以我们再一次看得到，在天庭上只有有限数目的天使是可以听得到神的密旨。
It's about time that we come to some tentative conclusion.
咁係時候咧，去作一個初步嘅結論。
This morning, our aim is to determine whether Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 proves that God is in three persons.
今朝早上我哋想問嘅一個問題就係、是，從創世記一章廿六節啊，係咪能夠足以證明上帝係三位一體呢
？Can you make up your mind now?
大家心裏有數未呢
？You have other questions, Stephen. You agree. So one person in less than 1 hour is convinced my study is scientific, objective, and reasonable. Yeah.
喺呢一个钟头里面，起码有一个人同意咗我头先所讲嘅解释。
So can you make up your mind now?
咁其他人呢，你能唔能够下一个结论
？With such an important question, please don't rush it.
嗱，一個咁重要嘅題目咧，我哋唔好操之過急。
If you can't make up your mind now, this talk will be recorded. Study my talk again and look for evidence, and then make up your mind.
如果喺呢一刻你未能夠下一個結論嘅話，唔緊要，呢一堂道咧係錄咗音，遲啲我哋都會擺上網，大家可以重聽。
And if you find anything wrong with my study, anything unfair, please let me know and I'll change.
如果你係揾得到我呢篇道有啲咩唔對啊，我好歡迎你話俾我聽，我係可以改正嘅。
I'm going to tell you the conclusion I've made。
咁我就會同大家講下我自己嘅結論啦。
And I have come to this conclusion only after many hours of study。
我係經過咗好多個小時嘅研究，我先嚟到呢一個結論嘅。
You don't have to agree with me。
咁你喺呢一刻咧，你唔需要馬上嚟同意嘅喎。
I have concluded that Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 does not prove the doctrine of Trinity.
我下嘅结论咧就系，最起码创世纪一章廿六节咧，不足以证明三位一体论咯。
If we think the Bible contains evidence to support the Trinity, we have to look elsewhere, not in Genesis chapter 1 26.
如果你认为啊圣经啊真系讲紧三位一体嘅。你是必须从圣经的其他地方来找证据，就不是创世纪一章廿六节了。
What does it say in Genesis chapter 1:26?
创世纪一章廿六节到底是想讲什么？
And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness.
神就说，让我们照着我们的形象做人。
That verse only says that Yahweh God confides to his most trusted angels something about his creation plan.
嗰一节圣经咧，只不过系想讲耶和神向近身嘅侍从透露佢做人嘅计划。
But then, please bear in mind, the cherubim did not take part in God's creation.
但系大家请记住，呢两位近身嘅天使基路伯咧。他们没有参与创造工程的。
They were not God's assistants in the creation of man.
创造人类和万物的时候，他们并没有参与，并没有辅助。
The Bible is very explicit that Yahweh God alone created the whole world.
圣经是说得非常清楚， 亚维神创造天地的时候是独自的去创造。
For example, the book of Isaiah, chapter 44 and verse 24.
譬如以赛亚书44:24那里有讲。
Thus says Yahweh, your Redeemer, and the one who formed you from the womb. I, Yahweh, am the maker of all things, stretching out the heavens by myself, and spreading out the earth all alone.
你的救赎主就是那在母胎中就做了你的亚维，这样说：我亚维是创造万物的，我是独自展开诸天、铺张大地的。
And then we can compare Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 18。
亦都可以咧比较一下以赛亚书45:18。
For thus says Yahweh, who created the heavens, he is the God who formed the earth and made it.He established it and did not create it a waste place, but formed it to be inhabited. I am Yahweh, and there is none other.
因为创造诸天的亚维，他是上帝，塑造大地，把大地造成。他建立大地，他创造大地，不是荒凉的。他塑造大地是要给人居住。他这样说：我是亚维，再没有别的神。
But we have still one question left unanswered.
但是我们仍然有一条问题是未答。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 does say, Then God said, let us make man in our image, our likeness. Why did God say that in the plural? That includes the two cherubim.
创世纪1:26讲，上帝说我们要做人照我们的形象，如同我们的模样。照我们的形象到底是什么意思呢？是可以怎样理解呢？
Well, if you compare chapter 3 and verse 22 again,
如果你跟创世纪3:22作比较的话，
Here I am applying another basic principle of Bible interpretation.
这里我是运用另一个解经的方法。
Comparing scripture with scripture.
以经解经。
We want to compare chapter 1:26 and now chapter 3:22 and let the writer explain himself.
所以我们想比较一下创世纪1:26和3:22。不如我们让作者自己解释。
Instead of forcing our subjective interpretation on it.
而不是强加于自己的个人意思下去。
Genesis chapter 3:22, Then Yahweh God said, Behold, the man, Adam, has become like one of us.What does that mean? It means knowing good and evil. And now, in case he stretched out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever.
然后上帝亚维宣谕，看啊，人已经变得和我们相似。咁系咩意思呢？意思即系话系识得懂得去分辨善恶啦。要是让他再伸手出去。摘生命之树的果子吃，他就永远不死了。
Chapter 1:26, we see the word image, also the word likeness.
在1:26，我们看到形象、模样。
And in chapter 3:22, we also see the word like one of us, similar to us.
第3:22，我们都看到相似。
So, like God Yahweh, and like the angels, humankind is also free to make moral choices.And can know good and evil.
就正如亚维神同埋天使一样啦，人类咧都懂得去分辨善恶。
Only in this sense, our image, our likeness is to be understood, even similar or like the angels.
只系从呢个角度嚟睇咧，我哋系同亚维神相似，甚至咧系同天使相似。
But who created man and the world?
咁但究竟系边一位去创造天地万物咧
？Yahweh alone，
唯独亚维神自己独自创造。
Yahweh did not depend on any assistant。
Yahweh 冇助手嘅。
When God created man, He created man after His own image, not the image of the angels。
当神去创造人类嘅时候，佢系按照佢自己嘅形象去做，唔系按照天使嘅形象。
For this reason, you must note another very strange phenomenon before we close。
为咗呢个缘故咧，我哋必须留意另一个好奇怪嘅现象。
While in verse 26, God speaks using the plural, the next verse 27 switches back to the singular。
創世記一章廿六節講複數之後咧，點知下一句聖經廿七節咧，佢轉翻去單數。
Verse 27, and God created man in His own image. Notice the singular. In the image of God He created him. Male and female He created them.
所以上帝造人，取的是他自己的形象，自己是一个单数，男人女人都依照他的模样，是一个单数。
I want you to go home today taking with you these points.
我希望大家回家的时候都带着今天所讲的信息。
Although you and I are not high ranking angels,
虽然你和我不是高级的天使，
we are granted a glimpse into the beautiful character of our heavenly father, Yahweh.
但是竟然神俾我哋睇到神一点点嘅荣美。
Sometimes he chooses to confide to the two cherubim something about his secret plans. But when he comes to designing you, a woman, and you, a man, he's decided to design you in his own image with all the divine potential this entails.
有时候神系好愿意同佢最近身嘅嗰两位基路伯天使嚟到透露佢嘅物旨。但是当他来到要做男人做女人的时候，他竟然按照自己的形象来做你，就是包括了一切所有的有的潜质。
And little wonder the human species is the cleverest of the whole universe.
不怪得了，在整个宇宙里面人类是算是最聪明的。
Let us pray to God when we close.
那我们一起祈祷结束。